Hi, I'm Laura Plum, and this is a Navratri meditation. Allow yourself to get comfortable and bring your awareness to your breath. Notice yourself breathing in and breathing out. With every in-breath, let yourself drink in. Draw in the Divine Mother, her gift of life, her gifts of nourishment, her beauty, her love. And with every exhale, release all tension, all sense of separation. Let every exhale be an easing back into the softness, into the wholeness, into the truth of her embrace. And then bring your awareness to your spine. Allow yourself to see your spine as light, as if it's a column of light that moves from your tailbone all the way up to the back of your head, seeing what we call the Sushumna, that spiritual energy that rises up the spine, seeing your own Sushumna as the central light of your physical body, your subtle body, your true energy body. And now as you breathe in, allow yourself to hear the sound Om as you inhale and draw energy, light up your spine, Om, as you breathe in. And as you exhale, now it's Ma, Ma on your out-breath. So Om as you inhale, Ma as you exhale. The exhale is your integration back into the truth of who you are. The release into wholeness, the release into the Mother, the release into love, the release into consciousness. Om Na. So continue. You can say it, you can whisper it, you can repeat it silently. With each breath, Om Na. And while you continue this mantra meditation, I want to read to you some of what the great sages have said about Shakti. Since time immemorial, when all true seekers came to understand that all that is by her creation. From the Bhairavi Stotras, I worship in my heart the goddess whose body is awash with ambrosia, beautiful like lightning, who going from her abode to Shiva's royal palace, opens the lotuses of the lovely axial channel. And that is what you are doing now with your Om Ma, also washing your body with ambrosia. Sri Aurobindo said, the one whom we adore as the Mother is the divine conscious force that dominates all existence, one and yet so many-sided that to follow her movement is impossible, even for the quickest mind and for the freest and most vast intelligence. The Mother is the consciousness and force of the Supreme, and far above all she creates. But something of her ways can be seen and felt through her embodiments. She is wisdom, power, love, and perfect wholeness. The Supreme is manifest in her forever as the everlasting Sat Chit Ananda. All is her play with the Supreme. All is her manifestation of the mysteries of the eternal, the miracles of the infinite. All is she, for all are part and parcel of the divine conscious force. Shakti is the mother goddess, the source of all, the universal principle of energy, the power of creativity. Shakti is inseparable from the one who beholds her. She has no beginning and no end. She is energy moving through all that is. In this phenomenal universe, she is the creator, the preserver, the destroyer. There are four cosmic personifications of Mahashakti, or the Divine Mother. These four devis are comparable with the four aspects of being: physical, mental, vital, life force, and causal. The first is Maheshwari. She is the mother of immensity. Mahakali is the mother of aspiration, inspiration, purification. Mahalakshmi is the mother of sweetness, beauty, fragrance, harmony. Mahasaraswati is the mother of perfection, knowledge, wisdom. These are Mahadevis, not goddesses. These are Mahadevis. They are energies of the Supreme. To worship Shakti is to take back one's own power, which is to recognize the power of one's own consciousness, the womb in which the energy of enlightenment is born. Vamadeva Shastri. The power who is consciousness in all beings, reverence to her, reverence to her, reverence to her. The force that exists as Shakti in all beings, victory to her, victory to her, victory to her. From the Devi Mahatmya. We cultivate the power of the Divine Mother, which is loving kindness, tolerance, and caring nurturance, in order to allow her healing grace, the ultimate necessity for world peace, to descend. He who worships the Mother in her material forms will know that she has other forms and will worship her in all such forms. He will also know that she is beyond all limited forms as that which gives being to them all. We may then say that force is a gross form of Shakti, but Shakti is much more than that. She is here, and she is the infinite power of consciousness there. To worship Shakti is to experience, I am all, all I am. Perfection comes when you are completely identified with the Divine Mother, and you feel yourself to be no longer another and separate being, but truly a child of her consciousness and power. Always she will be in you, and you in her. It will be your constant, simple, and natural experience that all your thought and seeing and action, your very breathing, your very moving, come from her and are hers. You will know and see and feel that you are a person and power formed by her out of herself, put out from her for the play, and yet always safe in her. Being of her being, consciousness of her consciousness, force of her force, Ananda of her Ananda. when this condition is entire and her supreme energies freely move you, then you will be perfect in divine works. Knowledge, will, action become sure, simple, luminous, spontaneous, flawless, an outflow from the Supreme, a divine movement of the Eternal. Sri Aurobindo. Bliss is love. The production of the universe is, according to the Shakta, an act of love. The self loves itself, whether before or within creation. The thrill of human love, which continues the life of humanity, is an infinitesimally small fragment and faint reflection of the creative act in which Shiva and Shakti join to produce the Bindu, which is the seed of the universe. May you walk in that grace. Shrima, Jema, Shaktima. Om Shrima, Jema, Shaktima. Om Shrima, Jema, Shaktima. May you always remember that you are a divine child of the divine mother, born to know that you are love, born of love, here to love, always love. I love you. Namaste.